What's up, guys? Welcome to the Social Bamboo Podcast. Today is part two of my two-part series on how to start and grow a podcast. Today, I will be going over how I was able to gain my first 1,000 subscribers in the first couple months of starting my podcast. And I mostly did it through podcast SEO. That is what we are going to spend the majority of our time on today. But I will also sprinkle in four extra bonus strategies that we'll cover right at the beginning of today's episode that will also help you get going. We're just going to spend the most of the time of the episode diving into my computer. So if you're listening to the podcast and you can switch over to YouTube, again, definitely going to be beneficial, just like it was last week for the how to start a podcast episode. But I will be detailing things that are happening on in the back end of my Buzzsprout system here that I was able to get my podcast SEO on the top of some of my major searches very, very quickly. If you apply some of the strategies that I'm going to teach you today, if you already got a podcast and you do some of the things in this video, you will be getting more plays on your podcast within 1 to 2 weeks. I guarantee it. You will start ranking much higher. Make sure to like this video if you are stoked to learn about podcast SEO. But let's go ahead and get started here. First, we're going to cover four growth strategies apart from SEO. And I'm not going to dive in deep in them, but I'm going to give you these four growth strategies because these are going to be some of the other best ways to grow your show in 2022. The first way is to get more reviews. So this is obvious. So let me teach you a little bit about how to get reviews, because asking your listeners to review the podcast doesn't work very well. I probably don't even need to tell you this if you've been running a show for a while and at the beginning and the end of every episode, you say, hey guys, make sure to leave a review for the show. This is a brand new show. The reviews really help out. If you could just quickly leave a review, it would really help the show. We appreciate your support. It doesn't really work, and it's really unfortunate, but the truth of the matter is desperation is one of the least persuasive emotions, so when we're just saying, hey, could you please help the show, and asking them to review the podcast without incentivizing it, it is very difficult to get them to do, at least in massive droves. So if you're really trying to get a bunch of more reviews right away, this is something that doesn't help your podcast rank nearly as much as I think it should, honestly, because I have a lot more reviews than a lot of my competitor podcasts, but there's a lot of tricks that you can do to rank higher than podcasts that already have a lot of reviews using the podcast SEO tactics that we're going to be talking today. But the reviews help, because when people see that the show has reviews and they're all positive, it's just going to help them, you know, naturally want to listen to your show. So just because they find your show on podcast doesn't mean they're going to listen to an episode, but if they see a ton of reviews, it just encourages them to actually choose your show to be the one that they listen to. And the way that I've done this, I'm not going to go into detail because this is quite the detailed strategy, but if you listen to my episode 162 of the Social Bamboo Podcast, I will link it below. You can hear at the very beginning of that episode a way that I encourage my listeners to review the podcast that is extremely effective. Most of the reviews that I've had at this point in time, I have 215 on Apple Podcasts United States, which means that I probably have collected over 400 reviews total across all of the other platforms, because Apple Podcasts Australia, United Kingdom, every country has their own Apple Podcast. So the reviews are all separate, and I've got reviews on Google Podcasts and Stitcher and stuff like that. It's hard to get all your reviews in one place. You really want to encourage a ton of reviews so that you can actually get enough reviews across all the platforms. So go back and listen to episode 162 right at the beginning. In the first couple minutes, you'll hear how I encourage my listeners to not only follow my Instagram, but also to review my podcast using this marketing strategy. So just listening to me do it is honestly the best way to teach you. So sorry, I'm going to leave you with that, but you really have to incentivize and give people a solid reason to review your podcast in order for them to do it. The second way to grow your show is to get on other podcasts. This is a tactic that is very commonly taught, but let me just give my two cents on it. The reason why this is also great when you have your own podcast, it's a lot easier to get on other podcasts. Podcasters nowadays get multiple messages every single week, even if you got like a small or medium-sized show, of people asking to come on your show. And they only want to just come on your show and just teach your audience stuff and get exposure to your audience. They don't have anything to offer you. The pitch is simply, hey, I would love to provide your audience with this value. And I'm like, no, I'll provide them with that value. Like, what? They literally don't do anything for you. Or they'll say, If I come on your show, I'll promote it to my following, which the chances that they do is extremely low. Or if they say I'll promote it to my email list, again, extremely low chance that they actually do it. I promise you, very low chance that they'll actually do it. And them, they're going to put barely any effort into it too. So when people say, hey, can I come on your show? I'll promote it to my audience. It barely means anything to me at this point in time, just because I've seen it play out so many times that they probably don't do it. And if they do, they're just like sharing my, like if I post on my story that I had a podcast with them, they just like add it to their story and they don't even say anything. So most people will do very little to actually promote the show. So the only people I really allow on my show at this point in time are people that either win my podcast listener awards. So if you are curious what that is, episode 154 and a half details my podcast listener awards. It's a way that podcast listeners can get results using tactics from the show and earn a podcast interview on the show. And then the other way is other people that have podcasts and I just do a swap with them. So it's a lot easier to send a message that says, hey, do you want to come on each other's podcast rather than, hey, can I please come on your podcast? I don't have anything to offer. It's a lot easier to get on other shows. But because when you go on a podcast, those people are naturally podcast listeners, you only have to convince them to listen to your show, not to also listen to a podcast. When you do advertising on anywhere else, you're essentially convincing them to leave that platform and go listen to a podcast and then listen to your show. So there's two things that need to be accomplished. That's why advertising on podcasts to podcast listeners who are actively listening at that time is usually going to convert better to more listeners and subscribers to you just because they're already on the app and they can easily go search you. And obviously they listen to podcasts, so you don't have to convince them to pick up a new hobby, right? So that is another way, is getting on other shows. The third way is putting your podcast on YouTube. The reason why this is so great is because YouTube is going to attract completely different people than podcasts do in general. One of the ways that I know this is because it is actually very difficult to get a lot of you guys as my podcast listeners over to my YouTube channel, even if I put in a lot of effort to do so, like in this video and the last video where there's such a visual component to it and there is, you know, benefit to you to go over. Most of you are podcast listeners because you do it on a drive, you listen at the gym, you listen while you do your household chores. It's already in your habits to listen to it on audio. So it's a lot different people that the video podcast, you know, the YouTube channel attracts. Now, if you listen to my last episode, I said that putting your podcast on YouTube literally quadruples the workload. And there's a lot of other differences too. It's really not as simple as just filming your show, but it does give you a lot of high upside. So I'm gonna scroll through my YouTube channel in a second and just show you how my first few months of putting my podcast on YouTube went. And I don't know enough about it now to make it a teachable topic, but I'm sure in the future I'll be coming out with an episode of how to put a podcast on YouTube. Once I get through all of the kinks, then I'll teach it to you guys, but I'm still working out some of the kinks. But I have seen some good results from it that I'll show you in a sec. But you know, you do obviously need a camera, or at least using your phone as a camera, video editing skills. You might need some lighting. You're going to need to create thumbnails. And even the titles of how you do YouTube videos is a lot of time going to be different than the most effective title that you could have for a podcast. And that will make a lot of sense here in a second when I talk about podcast SEO. But just scrolling through my YouTube channel here that I've been repurposing the podcast for a few months, and I haven't done all of them on here. And one other thing I'll add is that a podcast is different than YouTube, okay? The content is just different naturally. It's very hard to just grab the exact piece of content and post it on both with little changes to both. Even the intro on YouTube is generally going to be different than a podcast intro. So that's why there's a lot of little things that you really want to change up in order to make it work. But I've been putting my shorts on here, and then I've got the last episode, How to Start a Podcast, that came out a few days ago. That's at 26 views right now. Hopefully that takes off though. That's the goal with that one. The paid versus organic ads, 29 views on that one. This interview that I did with someone, 78. Here's another interview that I did with Hala Taha, and I broke that into three YouTube videos, which is the best way to do it. If you're gonna interview people on your podcast, it's better to clip it out into individual questions. And then you now have, you know, a few videos that you can try to rank on searches rather than just trying to, you know, me putting in like Social Bamboo Podcast episode 162. That's not something people search on YouTube. So that's why, you know, here I did the titles based around like the questions that I was asking her. And that's a better way to do it. Even though the views haven't really amounted to much, you know, I really could blame it on my thumbnails and a lot of other things and just me still being a small channel, but ultimately it's a better way to do it. So that if one of these videos takes off, hopefully they'll listen to the whole podcast episode, but all of these YouTube videos, then I do link my podcast episode in the description. I say, hey, if you want to listen to this episode on the road, or in the case that I clip them out into these individual YouTube videos, I say, if you want to listen to the full episode, you can do so here. And it does help your podcast SEO as well to have more links from external sources pointing towards your podcast. So I use my YouTube to always link my podcast in the description, and that drives some traffic that way. But here is like one of the videos that actually played out. So this one, how to run an Instagram giveaway that gets you 10K followers. That is one of my more successful podcast episodes too. But finally, this video took off more so than others, and it's at 1,000 views right now, and it's gaining pretty quickly. So I think this video actually does have a chance to get, you know, over 10, 20, 30, 40,000 plays over its lifetime, because YouTube is a much more evergreen source of content. If I can be the top how to run an Instagram giveaway video, I might stay up there for years. But podcasting, it goes away once it's not as new. So it's hard to maintain that spot. And podcasts, people more listen to it by like they subscribe to a show and then listen to episodes in order. So once an episode is older, it really gets buried and it doesn't collect views and plays nearly as much as a trending YouTube video would. But it can be a long road of a lot of episodes that really don't amount to much. As you can see, like 23 plays, 33 plays, 44, 39, 383, and then 1,009. And like that one right there is worth it. But I'm going to go back through these videos. I need to do the thumbnails better. I could probably do the titles better too. But my channel right now on YouTube has 573 subscribers. So I really do need to nail the SEO on here. And the SEO on YouTube is different than podcasts. So I'm not even good enough at YouTube SEO yet in order to even, you know, teach it. Putting your podcast on YouTube, for those of you that are in your first like 50 episodes even, you probably don't need to worry about it. If audio is enough for you to handle and there's plenty to learn there, don't worry about it. But if you're in a position to add YouTube to it, that's something that I'll cover in the future. You can DM me if you have any questions about it now though. But I do talk about it a little bit in the last video, what gear I use. And if you can find a way to do it, it gives the upside of the growth of your podcast you know, a much higher chance, because it's a completely different audience of people on YouTube versus on a podcast app. The fourth thing we're going to talk about is social media. So more so, I'm going to talk about ways to not grow your podcast on social media, because a lot of people love to clip out their podcast into audiograms and throw it on YouTube, on Instagram or on Facebook. And they try to put their podcast on social media rather than turn their podcast into a social media post and then put that on social media. So for instance, if you film your podcast and you do very slow moving content and interviews, and you grab like a 5-minute section of your interview where there's lots of ums and a lot of side banter, and you throw that on as an IGTV, no one really watches IGTVs for one, right? But if it's like slow moving content, they're going to just skip over it instantly. It's not going to go anywhere. If you take your podcast and you find like the best part of it and you clip it out and you cut it into just very quick moving clips and you make like a 15 to 30 second reel where you just deliver a ton of value in a short amount of time and you throw a song on it and you maybe throw some captions on it and you make it look like a reel, then it can do well for you. So taking audiograms and taking your podcast as it is, as its existing form, and putting it on social media is a losing strategy. It is a way to kill your engagement, in fact, because no one listens to it. If you're doing posts on social media that are barely getting any likes, that is the main source of your engagement going down. Nothing makes your engagement go down more than posts that don't get views and likes and engagement. So audiograms, don't get that. And if you are posting your podcast on there where it's long form content and you're not really giving like just a solid tip in a quick form at the rate that people are consuming content on Instagram, then you're just putting content on there just to kind of say you did something and you repurpose the podcast. But I'm really not a big fan of repurposing content overall. I've tried it so much. Even the YouTube podcasting is very difficult to do where it still makes sense on both. It seems more like, oh, did you put your podcast on YouTube because it doesn't really belong here? Or did you put your YouTube video on podcast because it doesn't really belong here? It's difficult to find that middle ground where it works for both. So on social media, make sure you're turning your podcast into social media posts and then posting it on there, not taking the podcast in its existing form because it's just not meant to be consumed in that way in fast-moving social media traffic. Before we get started going over all of the SEO things, I do have a free guide for you, just a podcast SEO checklist. If you want to download that from the description here before we get started, this is something that you can even print out, but this is an ever-updating guide. You'll just get the link for it. And if anything changes with SEO over time, this is a way that I'll be able to update you guys in real time. So get the guide and I will be sure to update that for you whenever anything happens, and I'll email you if anything ever changes with it. But that is a way that you can go through and just check all the boxes to make sure that your podcast is fully SEO'd. So get that guide for free in the description and let's go through all of the components. So we're going to go off and just look at my show, and I actually made some changes just now that I'm going to go over. One of them I'm super excited about. We'll see how it plays out. I'll show you guys where my rankings are now, but depending on when you listen to this episode, you can kind of check and see, you know, how some of these changes worked out for me. So first off, I'm going to say that my podcast was not always called the Social Bamboo Podcast. It actually used to be called Instagram Marketing Secrets. And the podcast name that you choose is the number one way to grow a podcast quickly. If I chose the name The Way of the Hashtag or anything like The Derek Vidal Show, anything like that, that people aren't naturally searching, then I don't have a chance to come up and search, right? Literally all traffic that I would drive from my podcast would be from social media or just external sources of me taking those people and driving them to my podcast. But if you have a podcast named Instagram Marketing Secrets, then right away, like literally week one, I came up if you typed in Instagram or if you typed in Instagram marketing, and you know, those were a lot of my dream clients. So I started getting plays very, very quickly on my show simply because it was called Instagram Marketing Secrets. Now, eventually I switched to the Social Bamboo Podcast, and part of the reason why is I had a little bit of a run-in with Instagram. I got my Instagram account disabled. You can listen to the podcast episode. It's like in the early hundreds if you're curious on how the story played out. But basically the Instagram Marketing Secrets logo was very close to the Instagram logo, and I thought that I was going to get in trouble for it. So, you know, just to be safe, I rebranded. And the goal of the Social Bamboo Podcast was to start ranking around the word social media marketing and social media rather than Instagram and Instagram marketing, and just start playing in a bigger pool. Now, the cool thing is, I know a lot of you already have your podcast name and you're thinking, I'm not going to change the name on my podcast just to SEO at this point. So here's the good news is because, but what you can do is this trick here. So now it's called Social Bamboo and then colon Social Media Marketing for Business. Now, the reason why it's titled that is because social media is a keyword, social media marketing is a keyword, and social media marketing for business is a keyword. And the major change that I just did is rather than my podcast title being the Social Bamboo Podcast, I switched it to Social Bamboo colon Social Media Marketing for Business. And the reason why I did that is because when someone is typing in search, and they are usually typing in social or social media or social media marketing, right? They're not typing in the social media. And for that reason, when you would type in social, I don't come up in autocomplete as like Social Bamboo Podcast because it's like, oh, they didn't type in the. So this is my way that hopefully I can come up in search quicker when someone just types in social rather than having the at the beginning. And the other reason why I chose to do that is because just from what I'm seeing on here, when I go to social media marketing and I go to see all shows, if you're watching with me on the screen here, you can see that some of the top podcasts here, like this one, Creator Club, she's actually a newer podcast. She doesn't have nearly as many reviews as me, or 99 reviews. That's pretty good. I think she's been growing a lot recently, and it's because she's at the top here. And her show is a lot newer than mine, and has half the reviews, but because I was before the Social Bamboo Podcast, and then it would say social media marketing so far down the line, like it was later in the title, it wasn't putting me as high as some of these people that were just called social media marketing right at the beginning. This podcast as well, Social Media Marketing School, is way newer than my show and has way less reviews. I think he has, let's see, he has 38 reviews versus my 215, but he's ranking so much higher because the social media word appears earlier in his title. So the earlier you can make it in your title, the better. But regardless of what your podcast is, you're going to want to try to sneak in a keyword into your title. Now, let me talk a little bit more about selecting which title and keyword you should choose. And it starts with understanding the difference of podcast SEO versus YouTube SEO. On YouTube, when someone is searching for something, they're usually searching for a specific topic. How to paint a deck, how to do this, right? On podcasts, they're more searching for a show rather than a specific episode. So you would never go on YouTube and just type in social media marketing. However, a lot of you probably found my show simply by typing in social media marketing or Instagram marketing into a podcast search. And people are more searching for, give me a show around this topic with their search rather than find me an episode or a video that is on this exact thing. You know, they're just like, I want an automotive show. So they type in automotive or they type in muscle cars. So you're more looking for your root keywords when choosing what your title should be. Now, choosing the keyword for your show, you're going to want to look up what is actually being searched. And if you know a lot about how to do advanced SEO analytics, where you look up where all the search volume is happening, go for it. Otherwise, four ways that if you aren't an expert at this stuff, but you kind of want to see what are people searching, the first thing you can do is just open up the podcast app in Apple Podcast, go to the search bar, and then just start typing in some keyword. If you're an automotive podcast, you can type in automotive, you can type in car, you can type in auto, you can type in various other things along those lines and just see what it, you know, the autocomplete suggestions are for you. If you are a health and fitness podcast, you know, just start typing in health, fitness, nutrition, and just see what some of the autocomplete words are. And just naturally, if it's suggesting it, you can know that there's a decent amount of search traffic around it. The second thing is you can do that exact same thing, but on Google. The third thing you can do is use Google Trends. So just trends.google.com. And then you can start typing in some of the words that you're comparing and seeing how the search volume compares to each other. So you could go in and type in, you know, do people type in Instagram growth or do they type in grow on Instagram or do they type get followers or do they type gain followers? Like things like that you can go experiment with and just compare the data just to see which search volume has more words. And you should be doing this for a number of things in your business just to see what people are searching in your industry, but using Google Trends. And then the fourth one is using answerthepublic.com. And this is going to be even better for coming up with episode titles. But this is just another way that you can kind of see the search volume without needing a paid tool. And then what you're going to want to do once you have your guesses as to, you know, let's just say that I wanted to rank on the word YouTube marketing. All right. Or I'm going to check that out. So I type in YouTube marketing and then I go and I just kind of look what's already there. So business of video marketing, Tube Talk, social media marketing podcast, video marketing mastery. I'm just kind of reading off the titles of some of the shows that are there. And I know a couple of these people actually at this point, which is cool. Yeah, actually, like this word right here, YouTube marketing looks pretty open. The first thing you look for is there a show titled exactly that word? Because you'll never beat out that show, right? So if there's a show called YouTube marketing, then I would know that I couldn't, I'm at least behind that person, unless I call my show YouTube marketing, but better, or something along those lines, right? So this right here tells me that if you came out with a show called YouTube marketing today, you would be the first in the search on YouTube marketing within a week or two of just simply putting out a couple episodes and doing all the other things that I'm going to talk about on today's episode. But if you just titled your podcast YouTube marketing, you'd probably come up right away as the top of the search right here, right? And it doesn't mean that you have to call your show YouTube marketing, but if you did, you know, it makes it easy. But if you were called, level up and then colon YouTube marketing, then you would also rank on YouTube marketing very quickly. So just go look at, once you have your ideas for what words that you want to rank on, then type it in and just see what your competition is like. And if you don't see someone who has that exact match in their title, and there's not just a ton of podcasts there that are all very established podcasts, then you'll likely be able to rank on there fairly quickly. The next thing that we want to do is look at our podcast description. So again, I'm just sprinkling in a lot of different keywords while I go through and am just looking at, you know, social media marketing. I got grow on Instagram right there. I got the word Instagram again, because really my show tries to rank around social media as well as Instagram key terms. Obviously, I owned all Instagram searches before with Instagram Marketing Secrets as my show title. And a lot of that actually stayed, luckily. So a lot of my Instagram rankings, once I switched my show, were still there, just because I had for 2 years had, you know, anyone who typed in Instagram would then click on my show. So even though I changed the name of my show, because I still had the same RSS feed, it does seem that I kept my SEO rankings on the Instagram related terms, which was great. Here is the another secret for you. The other way that you can come up instantly in a search, regardless of reviews or longevity of your show, is if someone were to type in your exact name. So for instance, if you typed in Derek Vidal, then you would find my podcast instantly, because when you do the podcast search, if you just go to the podcast app and search, it is displaying podcast titles and then names. So this gives you another opportunity to use a keyword in your artist title. And you can either go with the same keyword or you can go for a slightly different one. I did just social media strategist. So my artist title, rather than Derek Vidal, it says artist Derek Vidal colon social media strategist. And I got the social media word in there one more time. And this is a way that you can choose to do a different keyword here effectively, honestly. So if you had a podcast on personal growth, you could have your show titled, level up colon personal growth. And then your artist title would be like Derek Vidal colon self-improvement expert, right? And then now you can go for the self-improvement word. So whatever word you deem as like your runner up word, for me, it's just social media in general, but maybe I'll change it. I don't know. I'm always experimental with it. If you put this as your artist title, that's one extra word that you'll come up on search very quickly. So don't share this episode, okay? We can only have so many people know about these strategies before it ruins it for everyone. So luckily you found this video while I'm still a small YouTube channel. Maybe this video is the one that blows me up. We'll see. And then the last thing that you're going to do on the back end here is your keywords of your show, and you get a maximum of 12. And this is just where you're going to use a lot of your other main keywords. So as you can see, this is more the type of keywords that you're trying to get your show to rank on, rather than the like how to grow on social media. It's just social media marketing, Instagram marketing, social media marketing, podcast, Instagram growth. Okay. Those are some of the ones that I'm using. I'm not going to show all of them, in case I got my competitors watching here, but you get it. We're more going for topic-related keywords rather than specific episode titles. So let's look at some of my episode titles here. There's two things that you want to focus on with naming your episode. The first one is to make sure that it has the keywords in it that you want. And the second thing is that it just sounds like a really cool episode. And that's one of the main things that people screw up is they do things like interview with Mark Schmidt. And it's like, no one knows who Mark Schmidt is. You know, like you can't be like podcast episode 167. Like that's the title. Like no one's going to click that. You got to realize that the title here is you putting out your message in a way that is, it's got to be more attractive than anything they could watch on Netflix. It's got to be more appealing than anything that they could scroll through on Instagram. Unless it's the coolest thing that they could be doing with their day, they're not going to click on it. So you really got to spice these episode titles up for the sake of just driving curiosity, regardless of the keyword part of it. It has to be a really spiced up title. So I'll go through some of my examples here. Obviously, just go through my whole show and you can get some examples. So to the keyword part of it, just looking at like episode 153 here, it's called Instagram Update. Three new ways to make money on Instagram. So I just have the Instagram word in there twice, and then make money on Instagram is also a very common search. How many social media platforms should a business use? So I am also trying to make sure that I use my main keywords for me, social media and Instagram, at least once a month. And that's what you really need to do in order to maintain your rankings on your major keywords. You need an episode title that has your main keyword in it at least once a month. Again, organic social media marketing strategies that still work. So rather than just saying organic social media strategies that still work, I know that social media marketing is such an important word for me. So I really try to sneak in social media marketing into as many episode titles as I can. And it's totally okay to have longer episode titles if you want to do things like this episode 151, I did ClickFunnels versus Shopify. Like that is a long enough title and it explains what the episode is about as it is, but I might as well get another keyword in there. So it's ClickFunnels versus Shopify in parentheses, which is better for e-commerce ads. So now e-commerce or e-commerce ads are both keywords, just another way that I can rank. So it's totally okay to have slightly longer titles for getting some more keywords in your episode. But the main thing with the episode titles is that you use the major keywords that you're trying to rank your show on in your episode titles at least a couple times per month, and that will keep you in your main ranks. As far as other metrics that compute into your podcast SEO, one of them is going to be external traffic, like I talked about before, driving traffic from off of podcast apps onto the podcast app. They like to see that you're doing that, and that's just one of the ways that you can get some extra help. So the easiest way is just linking YouTube videos, and then also any of your social media efforts, be sure to be linking your podcast. The other way is by having a high listener watch time. So you can track this on Google Podcast Dashboard or the Apple Podcast Dashboard and see how long people are listening to your episodes on average. But usually the episodes that are going to have a longer average play time are going to naturally do better in the search because that's one of the main ways that they know that the episode actually does solve what it promises to solve. If people are listening the whole thing, then obviously it's entertaining too. And they want to keep people on the podcast platform as much as possible. And if you take my advice on how to rename your podcast to be more SEO friendly, be sure to comment the new name of your podcast down below in its full form, and I'll give you a review on it. I'll go back and forth with you and give you some advice if it's a good podcast title or not. But feel free to comment anything down below that you have questions on, and I'll be sure to get back to you. That's all for now, and I'll see you next time.